Nolte, Fleeing Californians Could Cost State House Seat an Electoral Vote. By John Nolte on December 18, 2020. The failed state of California is bleeding enough population to lose a House seat in an electoral vote. There are only so many seats in the U.S. House of Representatives and so many electoral votes. And those are earned based on your specific state's proportion of the population when compared to the rest of the country. Between July 1, 2019, and July 1, 2020, the San Diego Tribune reports that California saw a net gain of only 21,200 new residents, a 0.05% growth rate not seen since 1900. Worst growth rate in 120 years. Los Angeles County lost a net of 40,036 people during that time. Over the full year of 2020, the San Francisco Chronicle reports that California lost a net of 135,600 people to other states over the year. And many of the departing residents left from coastal areas with glaring wealth inequalities, including Los Angeles and the Bay Area. This is the third year in a row California has faced a net migration loss. More Americans moving out than moving in. California has been in trouble even longer than that. After the 2010 census, and for the first time ever, the state did not gain a single House seat. Once the 2020 census is complete, it is highly likely California will lose a seat in an electoral vote, will drop from 53 to 52 U.S. representatives. The very idea of that is unimaginable for someone my age, someone who grew up viewing California as the Golden State, the place where dreams are created and even come true. Sure, California has been pretty eccentric since the 60s, but the land of fruits and nuts, as we affectionately dubbed it, was always seen as a place where you could go to be free. A place of second chances, gorgeous weather, girls in bikinis. A place where you could remake yourself and try it all over again. Now California is seen as the place where the middle class has been exterminated by insane housing prices driven by absurd regulations that make home building cost prohibitive, if not impossible. A state where illegal aliens are preferred over the middle class. A place of obscenely high taxes, unnecessary pandemic lockdowns, traffic that doesn't move, and a regulatory state that punishes anyone who isn't rich. You know, I lived in Los Angeles for about 9 years starting in 2003. And from day one, I could tell Southern California was a paradise spoiled by terrible public policy. What are these idiots doing with all the taxes I'm paying? I often wondered. And it's not just income taxes. It's gas taxes and sales taxes and hidden taxes. Crime and filth. Unnecessary fires caused by stupid forest management driven by enviroloons instead of common sense. Unnecessary water shortages because the enviroloons oppose reservoirs. Unnecessary blackouts because the enviroloons oppose building energy infrastructure. Terrible schools, especially in Southern California, where classrooms are overcrowded with illegals who can't speak English and hold everyone else back. One big problem is that California lets anyone in. No one polices illegal immigration because those who should be policing it like the cheap household help. This is why Democrats are fighting so hard to include illegal aliens in the 2020 census. Since their failed states can't attract American citizens, they are hoping to make up for it with illegals. What do you think will happen when states are incentivized with things like added House seats and electoral college votes for welcoming illegal aliens? You're just going to have more of a failed state, that's what. My last straw was a nickel tax on plastic grocery bags. It wasn't the nickel. It was the principle. Politicians willing to do something like that are willing to do anything. So we fled, the wife and I. Unless you're wealthy or an illegal alien, you're a second-class citizen in California living in what is becoming a third-world state. What a shame. But you get what you vote for, and California votes for Democrats. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.